here's some more good news about coffee.
Another thing you'll like. The new Radiant Roast Maxwell House coffee comes in two grinds. The regular grind for percolator or boiled coffee, the special drip grind for glass coffee maker or drip pot method. Either way, you'll be sure of getting rich, full flavor, deeply satisfying coffee. Because to use a grind made specially for your method is the secret for getting the utmost out of your coffee. You'll be glad to know, too, that the new Radiant Roast Maxwell House coffee comes in both 1 and 2 pound cans. So if your family's a large one, buy the 2 pound can for convenience and further economy. Tomorrow, get a can of Radiant Roast Maxwell House coffee. We believe it, you'll find it just the coffee you've been looking for. The coffee that's good to the last drop.
And now we come to the MGM Concert Hall, an institution which is becoming one of the most outstanding features in our good news program, thanks to Meredith Wilson's presentation of his list of the world's 10 favorite melodies.
Excuse me, Jimmy, but it's not my list. These 10 compositions were chosen by music critics, composers, editors, teachers of music, and the public. In the opinion of this representative group, these 10 melodies are the most popular in the whole field of fine music. Tonight is number 6, the famous Londonderry Air.
Good news for you. Maxwell House Coffee truly brings you special good news tonight.
Could you use $5,000? Would you like a trip to Hollywood?
You have an opportunity to get all this for sending a title and giving reasons for your selection for a great new motion picture that Clarence Brown has directed and which stars...
Walter Houston, Beulah Bondi, James Stewart, and a score of others.
You will now hear Mr. Lionel Barrymore, who tonight will tell you a part of the story for which Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer seeks a title. Mr. Barrymore.
The original title of the story of this picture was Benefits for God. A powerful story of ambition, a burning ambition that knew no bounds, that stifled love, gratitude, and duty to achieve its object. What does a man owe to his father and mother, whose loving heart set him out on life's journey? What does a boy owe to the girl who loves him, who believes in him in spite of everything and everybody? These are the central questions in this dramatic story which we want you to choose a title for. It's a story of Ethan Wilkins, a country parson, half pioneer, half preacher, who comes to a small Ohio town in the romantic period of the 1850s. He has with him his wife, a delicate but courageous woman, and his 12-year-old son, Jason. Ethan Wilkins is a two-fisted parson, and his neighbors soon recognize his qualities of greatness. But to his own son, Ethan Wilkins appears a failure. Young Jason Wilkins suffers agonies of shame because he must wear the second-hand clothes which are given his father in lieu of salary. He resents the poverty and misery of their existence. He hates the skimping economies his mother is forced to practice to keep their little household together. All these things arouse in Jason an ambition to go out in the world and make a success of his life. His father feels that the boy should remain at home. They disagree sharply. As Jason grows older, the gap widens between him and his father. For Jason wants to become a doctor. Ethan Wilkins can't sympathize with his son's interest in the science of medicine, holding that it's more important to save men's souls than to repair their bodies. Eventually, this conflict between father and son leads to a disastrous and tragic fight between them, following which the young man leaves home. Now, this is only the first part of the story, which at its close builds to one of the most dramatic scenes that's ever been in any motion picture. It's a marvelous story, and it deserves a great title.
Thank you, Lionel Barrymore. That is a grand story.
Well, wait till you hear it next week.
Lionel, that contest sounds like a wonderful opportunity to me. I think I'm going to try and think up a title.
No, Frank Morgan, you can't compete. No employee of General Foods, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, or Lowe's Incorporated can enter. But you, ladies and gentlemen, you can start thinking tonight. What would you call this picture? In published story form, the title was Benefits Forgot. It was written by Honoré Moreau.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer believes a better title can be found. That you, the radio listeners and movie fans of America, can find it. And here are the rules.
Send your title to Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, title editor, Post Office Box 7, Culver City, California. And with it, send a short letter, not more than 50 words, explaining why you believe your title is best. All answers must be received by midnight on January 13th, 1938. On January 27th, the name of the winner will be announced.
Do not submit more than one title in your letter. Only titles which have not been previously used will be considered. If the title is duplicated, the judges will select a winner on the basis of the best letter accompanying that title. Now, all titles and reasons submitted become the property of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and cannot be returned.
If your title and reason does not win the award of $5,000 and the trip to Hollywood in this contest, remember that Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer reserves the right to use your title in any manner that it sees fit in the future or at any time without compensation.
Judges will be Louis B. Mayer, John W. Considine, Jr., Clarence Brown, James K. McGinnis, and Lawrence Stallings, and their decision will be final.
The person who submits the title and reason for that title, which the judges select as the most suitable, will receive the reward of $5,000 and a trip to Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios, Culver City, California.
And you'll hear the rest of the details tomorrow. Next week, You'll hear Fanny Bryce, Frank Morgan, Lionel Barrymore, and Robert Taylor. Sounds like a great show, and remember, your ticket of admission is just your loyalty to Maxwell House Coffee. So tune in next Thursday and enjoy Good News of 1938. In the meantime, go to the movies and enjoy yourself. Good night, everybody. Happy New Year.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.